Welcome to Artrageous, a weekly podcast about the truly outrageous stories in the art and design world. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Artrageous and the new topic that we have for this week. I don't know about you, but I kind of missed the true crime side of things the last 2 weeks. So I wanted to see if there was another story somewhere about an art theft or something that's more story-based. I do really kind of love story time with you guys in my microphone every week. And to be honest, there was a minute there a couple weeks ago when I was kind of worried that I might run out of topics for the podcast. I mean, how many times have galleries been broken into and how many notable pieces of art have been stolen? At what point am I going to have to start doing dramatic readings of an Ocean 11 script just so I have something to talk about for the week? Well, the good news is people kind of suck and can't stop stealing things. So there is no real shortage of episode topics, at least not yet. You can ask me again around episode 100 and then maybe we can talk. But tangents aside, I was really happy when I was able to reassure myself that crime is always going to be a thing. And even though that's kind of a bad thing in general, it's at least a little bit of a good thing for the sake of this podcast and your weekly entertainment. So what did I find for this week? Well, buckle up, folks, because this one is a bit weird. There's this place in Manchester, England called the Whitworth Art Gallery that's a part of the University of Manchester. And if you aren't fully aware of where that is, because I know I'm not fully up to date on my UK geography, if you look at a map and find England and Ireland, go directly across that small little ocean to the west coast where Liverpool is in that little indented area, and just east of that is where you'll find Manchester. The Whitworth Art Gallery was founded in 1889 by a man named Robert Duncanfield Derbyshire, with a donation of the surrounding park from Sir Joseph Whitworth. And that's why the area became known as the Whitworth Institute and Park. If you're walking through that park and stumble across a very large two-story red brick building that looks like very classic 19th century British architecture, that would most certainly be the Whitworth Gallery. The building itself was originally completed in 1908, and the gallery officially became part of the University of Manchester 50 years later in 1958. It's undergone some expansions over the years, like the addition of a courtyard in 1955, and in 2013, it underwent a two-year, £15 million redevelopment project, which translates to about $18.8 million in today's U.S. currency. Nowadays, about 500,000 people visit the gallery every year to see its collection of over 40,000 items. So this isn't some super small rinky-dink gallery with a couple kind of intriguing little trinkets hidden in the back room. This is an official art gallery with lots of cool stuff. Within that collection are some pretty big name works. I don't know if you've ever heard of William Blake or Jacob Epstein, maybe J.M.W. Turner, or, oh wait, what about Picasso or Van Gogh? Yeah, let me just casually slip those two names in there real quick. But yeah, the Whitworth Gallery has a pretty big collection of paintings, watercolors, sculptures, and other stuff from a lot of different and highly notable modern artists. Their collection is nothing to sneeze at, but really, this story isn't remembered so much by the works that were stolen, which is kind of weird to say since the stolen works were created by some pretty major artists. But really, the story is remembered because this heist is frankly just so embarrassing that I can't stop laughing at it. Let's paint the scene here. It was a dark and stormy night in Manchester, England on April 22nd, 2003. While the United Kingdom is known for their dreary weather, this night was particularly rainy, and it was one of the city's rainiest on history. But the super inclement weather didn't deter our mysterious thief. Using a crowbar or something similar, the bandit, who I'm imagining as a masked man with that stereotypical gloves and black and white striped shirt with black pants that are way too tight, this guy pried open the steel-covered doors at the back of the museum. Somehow, the thief managed to slink around the ground floor of the gallery and pilfer three different works by carefully unscrewing them from the walls. Without tripping a single alarm system or making an appearance on the gallery's video surveillance system, the thief absconded with the paintings and disappeared into the night. So what did the thief theft? The three stolen paintings were relatively minor artworks if we're comparing them to the masterpieces like the Mona Lisa or even to some of the other works made by the same artists. All told, the estimated value of the stolen paintings were about £4 million or $5 million US today, which isn't quite as valuable as some of the other art heists we've talked about here on Artrageous, but that's still a lot of money. There was a watercolor landscape painting by Vincent van Gogh called The Fortification of Paris with Houses. Pablo Picasso's poverty painting from his Blue Period, where literally everything he painted was in shades of blue. And then the third painting was Paul Gauguin's Tahitian landscape. That's a fun tropical landscape with a volcano in the background. If you were to put these three paintings side by side by side, they did not look like they go together at all. So I hope the person stealing them wasn't planning on decorating their house with them all in the same room. The next morning, when the gallery noticed that the paintings were missing, they were absolutely baffled as to how this could have even happened. How could someone bypass the security cameras and the security alarm system and just escape unnoticed? The Whitworth Art Gallery houses one of the world's most notable collections of works on paper, so you would think that they would have a pretty good security system to protect it. And that's what the gallery curators thought too. They believed that their security system was tougher than most comparable galleries. Not only does the architecture of the Whitworth have reinforced ornamental railings featuring a lovely 8-foot steel chain fence, but the exterior doors have been reinforced with iron bars. And then there's the security guards that regularly patrol the perimeter. The gallery's security procedures had also been updated in 1999 in preparation for an exhibition called The Treasures of the North that displayed works from private collectors across northern England. Since these were private collectors, the exhibition was sponsored by the famous auction house Christie's, and the security was beefed up to deter any would-be thieves trying to steal from these private collectors. As part of that, there were security cameras sweeping the gallery and an alarm system that could be triggered by people's footsteps. So somehow, someone outsmarted this system and got away with it. It was just a really embarrassing event for the gallery, who insisted that their security measures were on par with or even more sophisticated than those at comparable institutions. This was the first time since the opening of the gallery all the way back in 1889 that something like this had happened. Nothing had ever been stolen from the gallery. Well, at least until April 2003. Naturally, after something like this, the gallery's director would definitely be looking into a review of their security measures. In the meantime, the gallery simply had to cover up the blank wall spaces with other works that they pulled out of the storeroom for quite literally a rainy day like this. But to add insult to injury for the gallery was what happened next. Honestly, this is possibly one of the most short-lived art heists in the history of art heists. Which may sound really anticlimactic, but I promise that the short length is augmented by the girth, in a rather amusing narrative way. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about that weird twist in this mysterious case of the missing paintings from the Whitworth Art Gallery. Alrighty, welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about how a mysterious bandit snuck into the Whitworth Art Gallery under the cover of a very rainy night to steal three watercolor paintings from the gallery walls. They somehow managed to sneak in, steal the paintings, and get out completely undetected, until the gallery noticed the missing paintings the next morning on April 27th, 2003. When $5 million worth of art is stolen in the middle of the night, clearly someone is going to be looking for it. So the police started investigating the incident, even though they didn't have that much to go on. As we know, there was no security footage of the thieves to help them identify any distinguishable features for their suspect, and there must not have been that much in the way of other physical evidence, at least nothing that was notable enough to release information to the public, since I saw literally zero mention of anything like that in my research. And maybe that's also because the rest of this story is just too bizarre to even include something minor like that. A few days later, at 2 a.m, the police received a mysterious phone call from someone saying that the works had been found. And before I tell you where, let's think about this really quick. I managed to sneak into an art gallery, avoid all of the security measures, and somehow get away with stealing three pieces of art that are collectively worth $5 million. What do I do next? My logic says to get as far away from the gallery as I can. See what the police uncover, which in this case was a perfect situation of basically nothing, and then sit and wait for my opportunity to sell the paintings on the black market, even if it's only for a fraction of their true value, since selling them legitimately would not be an option. Of course, now that I've put my master art heist plan of attack out here on a public platform, I would have to change things up for a real thieving operation, but we're only talking completely theoretical here. So under the assumption that getting as far away as possible is probably a good move, would you believe me if I told you that the paintings were found only 650 feet away from the gallery? That is less than a quarter mile. On the grounds of the park the gallery is located on, there was a public toilet. An anonymous tipster called the police at 2 a.m. and basically said, "Hey, there's a cardboard tube here behind one of these toilets that looks kinda sus." And in this soaking wet cardboard tube, stuffed behind a public toilet, were all three of the missing paintings, just rolled up and shoved in there. Also in this tube was a note from the thief that read, "The intention was not to steal, only to highlight the woeful security." What? I couldn't even make this stuff up if I tried. Surely there was a more efficient way to highlight security weaknesses? If you're going to use a word like woeful, then perhaps a strongly worded letter alone might have done the trick. But you mean to tell me someone was just out for a stroll late at night in the pouring down rain, decided it would be fun to just break into a gallery all willy-nilly, steal some expensive paintings, and then just casually relocate them to the loo out back, all to simply make a point about the security situation? I know the Brits have a very unique sense of humor, but this is wild. And what do you want to bet that the anonymous tipster was probably the thieves themselves? I don't know if they had the tech to trace that call to figure out who made it, or if they followed up and investigated that at all, or if it was just someone taking a whiz in the public park bathroom at 2 a.m. and they just happened to find these paintings. But that all seems pretty sketchy to me. To this day, we still don't know who stole the paintings. There wasn't enough evidence to even direct the police towards a specific suspect, let alone charge, try, and convict someone for the theft and headache that they caused everyone. Was the thief just a passionate art lover that really didn't want to steal the paintings and just wanted to help out the gallery by identifying a weakness in their security? Or were they inconsiderate vandals just out for a night of fun? I guess we will never know. As for the three stolen pieces themselves, they were recovered and returned to the gallery. I mentioned that they were found in a soaking wet cardboard tube, and you might recall that I mentioned that these are watercolor paintings. Artists may know this, but for those of you who don't, watercolors have this property and this way of almost reactivating when they get wet. Unlike acrylic paint, that once it dries, it's dry, and spilling some water on it might not really do anything, watercolors are totally different. It's like they turn back into the same watered-down pigments that they were when they were originally painted onto the paper. So the fact that moisture had been reintroduced to the paintings was slightly problematic. The piece with the most damage was Van Gogh's Fortitude of Paris with Houses, because one end was sticking out from the tube and had a not-so-insignificant tear in the corner. The other two paintings were damaged from mishandling and exposure to the elements, but the gallery enthusiastically reassured the public that the damage was somewhat minimal, it could be repaired, and that all three paintings would be able to be rehung within the next couple of weeks. With new frames, of course, since the original frames were never found. I don't know, maybe they should check behind the sink. At the end of the day, the good news is that the paintings were not completely and irreparably damaged, and they were able to be returned to display in the Whitworth Art Gallery, who did actually swallow their pride and provided some updated security measures. The media also had a great laugh at this story, and the laboratory where the paintings were found is forever known as the Louvre. What was a really crappy situation ended up with a happy ending and a really good laugh. And there you have it. That is the story of how three paintings found their way into a public toilet after being stolen from the Whitworth Art Gallery in Manchester, England. I know this was a bit of a shorter episode, but honestly, I think the content quality here is better than the content quantity for this one. If you like this story, don't forget to leave those 5-star reviews, write a review, or even just mention this podcast to your friends. I'm thinking maybe there's some people out there that will enjoy at least one or two of these episodes or topics that we talk about each week. So please tell all your friends so they can be in the know on these fun, outrageous stories we talk about every week. As usual, I, of course, have another episode planned for next week. Then after that, I will be traveling to Paris for a few weeks and also maybe probably, yes, a small trip to Italy somewhere in there too. Even though I'll be traveling, I do plan on working really hard to keep releasing episodes. There's an entire mobile podcasting setup in the mix, and I will be working on getting these episodes done ahead of time so I can still bring you guys a new episode each week, even when I'm enjoying my time traveling. I'm letting the traveling and exploring happen, and if I happen to find something really cool, then that might actually be the topic for the week. So while I think I have next week's topic planned out, I'm going to leave a lot of things unscheduled because I have no clue what cool topics I'll stumble upon while I'm out exploring the world. Who knows? The content itself might be a surprise even for me. So stay tuned for more episodes coming your way every Thursday. And until then, stay outrageous. Series music created by Arensen. Music and transition sounds licensed from Motion Array. Outrageous is a proud partner of Stoveleg Media.
Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.